Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Funny Business A Single Dad, Enemies to Lovers Romantic Comedy is a Contemporary Romantic Comedy by Kaylee Loring and the first book in the Brody Brothers series. Centered on Owen Brody, a model-turned-stand-up comedian and single father, the novel blends workplace pressure, family responsibility, and escalating romantic tension into a fast-paced, banter-heavy story. The setup places Owen in the middle of a streaming project built around a single dad family comedy, which creates a natural stage for conflict, public scrutiny, and forced proximity. The book is designed for readers who enjoy enemies to lovers dynamics, single parent romance, and a tone that moves between sharp humor and emotional sincerity. It also introduces the broader Brody family, whose texts, teasing, and close relationships shape the story's humor and give the romance a strong family backdrop. In genre terms, it aims to deliver both comedic momentum and meaningful emotional payoff. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a single dad comedy premise that links career pressure with parenting. The central premise gives the novel its comic and emotional engine. Owen Brody is not only a single father, but also a public figure trying to manage a career built around comedy and performance. That combination matters because it turns ordinary parenting challenges into part of the romantic and professional conflict. The story does not treat single parenthood as a side detail. It is the reason Owen is vulnerable, overloaded, and constantly judged, both by himself and by others. By tying his work to a single dad family comedy project, the book creates ironic tension between his public image and private life. This setup also helps explain why the romance develops under pressure, rather than in isolation. The relationship is shaped by schedules, childcare concerns, and the demands of a job that depends on likability. In that sense, the book uses the single dad trope as more than a character trait. It becomes the structural foundation for the humor, the obstacles, and the eventual emotional connection. Secondly, enemies to lovers tension built through sharp banter and mutual resistance. The romance depends on friction, and the book appears to use enemies to lovers conventions in a light, comedic way rather than through serious hostility. Owen and Frankie begin with skepticism, sarcastic exchanges, and obvious resistance to each other, which gives their scenes quick momentum. The value of this dynamic is that it lets attraction emerge through conflict, making each witty exchange do double duty as both comic relief and romantic escalation. The snappy dialogue also signals that the characters are intelligent, self-protective, and unwilling to expose vulnerability too early. That creates a believable barrier to intimacy, especially in a story where both leads seem capable of deflecting emotions with jokes. The tension is therefore not based on high-stakes danger, but on personality, pride, and mutual irritation that slowly gives way to trust. In romantic comedy terms, this is effective because the conflict stays readable and playful, while still carrying enough emotional weight to support the eventual shift into sincerity. Thirdly, family group texts and sibling dynamics expand the comic world beyond the main couple. A notable feature of the book is the Brody family presence, especially the group texts and teasing between Owen, his brothers, and their parents. This matters because it prevents the story from becoming only a two-person romance. Instead, the family functions as a running comic ensemble and as a source of social pressure, warmth, and context. The brothers are not just background names. They help establish the family culture that shapes Owen's behavior and expectations. Their interactions also deepen the book's sense of belonging, showing that the protagonist is embedded in a noisy, affectionate, and opinionated network. That family environment gives the novel a broader emotional texture than a standard workplace romance. It also helps support the series structure, since the brothers are clearly positioned for later books. From an analytical perspective, the family material strengthens the book by giving the romance a lived-in setting and by making the humor more varied than banter between lovers alone. The result is a story that feels socially connected rather than narrowly focused. Fourthly, humor that relies on crude jokes, performance comedy, and deliberate excess. Funny Business is explicitly positioned as a humor-forward romance, and the reported reactions show that its comedy can be broad, crude, and highly exaggerated. The book appears to embrace fart, poop, and sexual jokes alongside more traditional banter and situational comedy. That choice is important because it defines the book's audience and its tonal identity. Rather than aiming for restrained wit, it leans into loud, immediate, and sometimes silly humor that matches the energy of stand-up performance and family teasing. This style can be a strength because it keeps the narrative brisk and makes the emotional beats feel less heavy. At the same time, it also narrows the book's appeal, since readers who prefer subtler humor may find some jokes too obvious or repetitive. The comedy is therefore not just a decorative element. It is a major part of the book's personality and a key reason readers respond strongly to it. In the rom-com market, that kind of tonal confidence can be differentiating, especially when paired with a heartfelt core. Lastly, Dual perspective and emotional vulnerability give the romance more depth than the jokes alone, although the novel is primarily comedic. The use of dual point of view and the emphasis on vulnerability help it move beyond surface-level humor. Seeing both sides of the relationship allows readers to understand why each character behaves defensively and what each one risks emotionally. That structure is especially useful in an enemies-to-lovers story because it can reveal that sarcasm, pride, and teasing are often protective habits rather than signs of real detachment. The emotional layer appears to include concerns about parenting, self-worth, and being misunderstood, which are common but effective pressures in contemporary romance when handled with care. This matters because comedy alone cannot sustain reader investment across the full length of a novel. The romantic payoff depends on the sense that these characters are changing each other in meaningful ways. By pairing humor with interior access, the book gives the relationship more credibility and makes the eventual connection feel earned. The result is a romance that aims to balance entertainment with emotional recognition, which is one of the reasons it resonates within the single-parent rom-com niche. In conclusion, Funny Business is best suited to readers who want a contemporary romance that combines single dad stakes, enemies to lovers chemistry, and a strong comedic voice. Fans of rom-coms that rely on banter, family chaos, and workplace tension will likely appreciate how the book keeps the story lively while still giving emotional weight to parenting and vulnerability. It is also a good fit for readers who enjoy series starters that introduce a broader family cast, since the Brody brothers and their parents are clearly part of the appeal. Compared with more restrained romances, this novel stands out for its willingness to lean into crude humor, playful excess, and text message-style family banter without losing the underlying heart of the story. Its balance of steamy attraction, emotional softness, and performance-driven comedy gives it a distinct place within the genre. For readers who want a romantic comedy that is as much about comic timing and family dynamics as it is about the central love story, this book offers a clear and specific payoff. If you would like to support Kaylee Loring, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.